What's good, everyone? Welcome back to What's Good Crypto. I'm your host, Marvin. It's been quite some time. It's actually been about 2 months to the date since I recorded my last podcast. And man, it's been so boring in crypto. Let me tell you, nothing has been happening. The world has been so peaceful. Things have been just, you know, beautiful rays of sunshine. But I'm just kidding. No, things have been absolutely nuts, absolutely crazy. And I felt like, you know, today was a good day to make an episode of the podcast, considering everything that's been happening in the crypto market, in the world, you know, with the war in Ukraine, the rise in interest rates, the Fed reporting some insane CPI data. And we can see that Bitcoin and crypto as a whole has been really taking a toll. So kind of like Batman seeing the Batman symbol in the sky, I was like, I think they need me. They need another episode of What's Good Crypto. But hopefully that this episode actually is informative, insightful. You are able to learn a thing or two and, you know, figure out, you know, where are we in terms of the cycle? What is going on? What have I been doing? Have I sold all my crypto? Have I liquidated all my assets and panic sold? Well, I can quickly address that and say, no, I haven't. But I can tell you what I've been doing, my game plan, and just my outlook on the general market. Today, we're going to cover, you know, in terms of the crypto fear and greed index, the cryptocurrency markets, taking a look at, you know, a couple of digital assets, oversee really like the Bitcoin liquidations and how that has been really, really insane. We're going to talk about Luna, Terra, USDC, and just like my overall outlook on not just the market, but what I've also been doing on the side to, you know, gain additional liquid and protect my bags with NFTs and trading. So without further ado, let's jump on in. And again, none of this is financial advice, as I'm not a financial advisor. Speak to a professional, because I am not. This is all just my personal opinion. And it's just purely entertainment purposes only. So let's dive in. As always, we dive in first to the crypto fear and greed index, because this gives us an idea of the overall market sentiment. And we've hit levels of 10, which is extreme fear. We've been in extreme fear for like the last month, essentially. You know, yesterday we were at 12, the week before at 22. And the month before, 25. So we've been in this downward trend since about November 11th, I believe, when we topped out at 69,000 AO Bitcoin. And I'll never forget, you know, we hit 69. It was based off, I believe it was CPI data that was released that day. I forget. We got the pump up. And then after that, it's just been downwards price action for about 6 months now. So we've been technically in a downtrend for about half a year. And, you know, people are speaking and bringing up the idea of like, is this capitulation? Is this when, you know, everyone like just sold off, got scared? And, you know, typically after capitulation, after a major event, especially with, you know, everything going on in the Fed news, raising rates by 50 basis points. And then we also have Terra Luna scaring a lot of investors, especially since it's considered, well, first off, it's quote unquote a stable coin, but it's more of an algorithmic synthetic stable coin. So it's kind of based off of a lot of different things. But of course, we'll talk about that later. It being backed up by Bitcoin, Luna, which of course did not work out for itself. So I think like seeing something go from over $110 down to a fraction of a fraction of a fraction, and I wish I was joking, of a penny, can scare a lot of people. You know, Janet Yellen bringing up the concept of, you know, stable coins needing more regulation. You know, is this massive amount of fear that we've just experienced capitulation, which typically indicates the end of a bear market, which typically shows that we've kind of are ready to pivot and turn around? And there's some other indicators. I mean, you know, RSI being oversold at extremes that we haven't seen since 2018 and 2014 typically indicate not only a great buying opportunity, but the bottom. Now, have we seen the bottom? In my opinion, I think that we could revisit 25,000 again. If anything, I think we could probably hit as low as 20,000. And am I bearish for saying that? Of course, but I also see it as an amazing buying opportunity, because we didn't stay at $25,000 for all of the entire day. We bounced back up, buyers stepped up, and we could take a look at the charts in just a second. But in my opinion, as an investor, my thesis is, you know, I want to buy things at a massive discount for the long haul. And I've been saying this on my channel. I do not trade. I am not a trader. This is not a trader's channel. I'm an investor. I am long term. I got into crypto thinking that, you know what, if I hold on to certain assets that are very promising for at least 5 years, things will turn around and things are going to be much higher than they are. That is my thesis. That is my opinion. Whether you think that is right or wrong, that is up to your interpretation. But that is what I fully believe. That is where my conviction is. And best believe, when I saw Bitcoin under 30,000, I said, yes, let's go. Let's buy. So for me at this point, anything under 30,000, I'm going to start buying and start layering in. So for example, if we go under 30,000, I'll probably buy $200 to $300 worth of Bitcoin and maybe like $250 worth of Ethereum, because those are the main things that I'm stacking. I don't want to buy a lot of altcoins. Like, I'm starting to take little nibbles, but it is a fraction of what I'm putting in terms of my Bitcoin and Ethereum reserves. Now, if Bitcoin goes down to 27,000, I'm basing it off every 10%. So like 30,000, 27,000, 24,000, I layer even more. So if I see 27,000, you know, maybe I'll put in 400. And then if we go down to 20,000, like, I'm gonna be taking out a lot of money and buying maybe like $5,000 or $3,000 worth. But that all depends, like, as we get there. And that's just an exaggerated amount, but I truly believe in dollar cost averaging and slowly building up your positions. But let's look at the charts. Let's take a look at what's going on in the market. We see Bitcoin over $30,000, which is good to see. We're at $30,596. Ethereum at $2,109. We have Tether USDT, not to be confused with UST, the Luna stablecoin, or the algorithmic stablecoin, excuse me, at 0.9988. It did get depegged for a little bit yesterday, just taking a look at what's going on. It went as low as 95 cents, so 5% or less than 10% off, but 5% from the dollar technically. So not terrible, but I think with the fear of what happened to UST, a lot of people freaked out, but it's good to see that it's starting to recuperate, starting to get back. Binance coin at $307. USDC staying at a dollar. It's been doing really, really well. But, you know, taking a look at the market, there has definitely been a lot of great buying opportunities. Depending on your flavor, depending on what you want to do, you know, in terms of allocating your funds, I always say in times like this, I try not to buy much stable coins at all. If, like, anything, a majority Bitcoin and Ethereum. If anything, I'm not even joking, I would say like 80% of what I put into crypto right now is going to be Bitcoin. The rest is going to be Ethereum. And then I wish I was exaggerating, but about 1% of what I'm allocating my funds to is in other altcoins, just because things could continue to bleed out. As we saw with Terra, it went down 99% and then it went down another 99% from there, which is crazy. The entire market crypto cap is right now sitting at 1.32 trillion. We were actually closer to 3 trillion back in November at all-time highs. So we are way, way down. And we have Bitcoin dominance at 44%. Taking a look, I'm interested in seeing if Bitcoin dominance has increased. And I'm going to zoom in over the last 3 months. That's not working for some reason. 1 year, all time, at a log scale, we can see that Bitcoin dominance is starting to rise, but slowly. We definitely want to see Bitcoin dominance go further up. I remember when Bitcoin dominance was about 50%, but I think that with the weakness of the market, people are probably going to go to safer alternatives, which Bitcoin is probably the safest out of all of them. And then let's take a look at Bitcoin, or just overall liquidations. You know, I personally don't trade, and right now people have been getting wrecked left and right. And just to give you an idea, back on May 8th, there was about $800 million worth of longs liquidated. $800 million. And then we have about $200 million worth of shorts. So $1 billion of liquidations on May 8th. And I believe that's when, like, we saw the major crash. And then over the last couple days, just longs getting wrecked over and over again. We can see that on May 10th, I believe this is the night before we saw Bitcoin go down to 25,000. We had an additional $668 million of longs being liquidated. 321 shorts being liquidated as well. So again, another billion. So over the last week, we've seen way over $2 billion worth of liquidations happening in the market. And what that means, long story short, is people getting wrecked that are over leveraged, that are gambling in the market, trying to make a quick flip, trying to take advantage of the downwards pressure. And yeah, you can see that a lot of traders are getting destroyed right now. Let's talk about UST, which is, Luna. Luna right now, I don't know if I can actually find it on CoinMarketCap, but let's take a look at Luna. Luna Terra is sitting, this is crazy. I've never seen anything like this. Terra is literally 0.000396. This was just close to about $120. Now it is a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a penny. So what happened to Terra? Why did it get wrecked? What happened to UST? This is going to be a super high level view of what happened. And if you can explain it better, then please do so. I am doing my absolute best to explain this from my perspective. Essentially, what happened was UST, the Terra stablecoin, the one that is supposed to stay pegged to a dollar, is backed up by Terra, the Luna coin. It's burnt to keep it at a dollar. So you burn a dollar of Luna, you get a dollar of UST, and it's also backed up by Bitcoin. So what people are thinking is that there was a major exploit. Actually, this is what did happen, but who did it is up in the air. People are saying Citadel, some people are saying BlackRock. But essentially what happened is someone found an exploit in the algorithm for the UST, the stablecoin. Basically, what they did was they took a crap ton of Luna coin, and they took a crap ton of Bitcoin, and a crap ton of the stablecoin. So you have those three factors. What they did was they heavily shorted and sold off a lot of Terra and a lot of Bitcoin at the same time. So what that caused to do is that, you know, you have Terra going down, you have Bitcoin going down. This is causing the depegging of the stablecoin, because you have what is backing up the actual stablecoin, Terra, and the actual other backing, Bitcoin. And you see these crashing down at the same time, causing this downward pressure, causing the depegging of UST. Now, at the same time, you have these depegging. You also short the UST, the stablecoin. You put even more downwards pressure on the stablecoin itself. About 250 million or close to a billion. I forget what the number was. So that is out of my ballpark. But you have all three of these putting downwards pressure. You have the Terra coin, you have Bitcoin, and then you have the stablecoin itself, the algorithmic stablecoin, all facing this downward pressure, causing this major collapse. And for the coin Luna and Bitcoin to kind of stabilize that, you have to sell off the Luna, you have to burn Luna, you have to sell off Bitcoin to create more stable coins. But that takes some time. So the exploit is a mixture of, you know, not getting enough, you know, Tether back into the system, an over dilution of Terra coins not being burnt at a fast enough rate, and Bitcoin going down. All at the same time, you have this downwards pressure. So you just have this downward spiral of death happening to Luna. And it's so sad to see, because I personally owned Luna. Fortunately, again, I'm very, very fortunate. I bought in about $30. So I bought back in November, I think. Yeah, it was in the midst of the bull run. Terra wasn't doing much at all. I actually swapped out my Cosmos for some Terra. And then we had this amazing run towards about $99. Actually, I think I sold it right around Christmas time. Yeah, I remember it being Christmas time. So I sold it for a little bit less than $100, like $98. And then, you know, you had to come down with, you know, Bitcoin coming down to the 40,000s, you had Terra like chilling at 50, and then it made another run up because Do Kwon, the founder of Terra or Luna, he's going to back up Bitcoin or back up Luna by Bitcoin, which kind of pumped this up to over $120. And I felt like I was like, ah, shoot, I sold too early. But you know what? Taking profits is taking profits, and nobody got hurt doing that. So, you know, congrats to those who took profits. And my heart goes out to anybody who is left holding this back, because this is slowly dying away, which is so sad to see, because I thought that this had a lot of potential. And it just shows that how crazy all of crypto is right now. It's a crazy time. But personally, I think that there's a lot of deals to be had. If you do your research, if you find good projects that are long-term, then you'll be fine. Like the Lindy effect, you know, if it's been here for a while, it's probably going to be here for a while longer. So like right now, like I'm heavily accumulating some Bitcoin and Ethereum. Those are really the biggest thing. And then taking a look at the market, like now is not the time to buy Dogecoin, for example. Like you should be looking at projects like that are layer ones, you know, that are like Ethereum contenders or that challenge Ethereum, in my opinion. Like layer ones are usually safe, and always do your research, because I think Terra was kind of like a layer one, not really, but kind of. Like I'm looking at Cardano, I'm looking at Solana, Polkadot, Avalanche. These are great projects with great backing. Polygon at 72 cents. I didn't even notice that it went down low. But there's a lot of really good buying opportunities here. It's so sad to see UST, the Terra stablecoin, at 18 cents, which is supposed to be at a dollar. Decentraland at $1.11, if you believe in the metaverse. But there's a lot of really good projects that are on sale. Again, personally, myself, I am not buying a lot of, altcoins. You know, I think that we're going to be here for a while. I think it's time to consider being comfy, being safe, doing the right thing, not over leveraging, not exposing yourself more than you can afford to do. You know, this could be very well the bottom. Let's take a look at the weekly calendar for Bitcoin, because that will give us an idea. We have a nice fishtail, which is usually a good indicator that, you know, this is the bottom, and then we were able to pop up, bull stepped up. But we really have to see. We really need to see what's going on in the market over the next couple of days. I do think that we're going to be here for a while, so get comfortable for a long summer. but at the same time, you know, slowly dollar cost average, if that's what you intend on doing, if that is something that you can do, don't bet more than you can afford to lose, because again, this is all speculative. But I do have a lot of conviction in Bitcoin and Ethereum and like Solana with their backings. But be careful out there, be safe. I hope you guys found this helpful. I'll be back next week. I'm gonna try and do this like as a Monday and Friday thing, or at least, you know, once or twice a week when I can, because my schedule is very difficult. And lastly, NFTs, I guess. Let's just talk about those. Right now, I'm playing very defensive in my NFT strategies. So anytime that I know that I can make a solid flip, I'm going to take that flip. You know, you don't owe anyone anything if you get whitelisted or allow listed for a project. You are free to do as you want, because it's a free market. Like, you should be looking out for yourself completely, like in crypto, like in NFTs, do that. The only things that I'm buying and holding are projects that my friends are launching and that I want to support. That is essentially it. That is only thing that I'm going to either hold, or projects that I think that are, that have strong teams that are thinking about the future and continuously innovating. And some of my favorite projects right now, I don't want to show a lot, so I'm only going to name like two. But like Starcatchers, Little Lemon Friends, and I'll throw a third one, Shenshi Galverse. You know, they've been holding very well considering how crazy the market has been. But anything that I can really, really, or Cool Cats, that's another one, or Cool Pets. I don't own a Cool Cat, but I have a Cool Pet. Love my pet. But for the most part, I'm looking at this as like my long-term portfolio. Most things I'm probably going to be flipping, because I want to, A, have as much liquid as I can to take advantage of some of the dips, because there's a lot of really good projects that are continuing to innovate at heavily discounted rates. And I just want to be able to, A, purchase things that my friends are launching that I can afford to just buy and hold, because I believe in them and I love their art and I want to be supportive. But B, you know, I also need to look out for myself. And I think that is the most important thing. And that's something that you should all be considering too. Have a great day, everyone. Enjoy your day. This is episode 107 or 108. Peace out, everyone.